This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. What are you listening to? Well, you should know. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Okay, everyone, we are now live. I'd like to firstly start and welcome the fabulous Courtney Act to the stage.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming. How are you feeling? Good, that's good. Welcome to the Rainbow Votes Election Forum. My name is Courtney Act. I am your moderator tonight, which is just a fancy word for a drag queen with a clipboard. I am in this glorious cream suit, so you could be forgiven for thinking that I'm a real journalist. But hopefully the purple Lurex crop top and the 7-inch Louboutins let you know that I am not, in fact, Lee Sales. I have no formal qualification for this role, except that I am a proud member of the LGBTQIA+ community. I am a patron of Equality Australia, and I'm also a person standing here wondering who is going to get my vote on May 18. Oh, sorry, that's Eurovision. Who is going to get my vote on May 3? So before we dive in to their panellists, I would like to invite to the stage Binawi Bales from the Metropolitan Aboriginal Land Council to do a welcome to country. Mic is not on.
I was going to say, I have a big voice, I can yell. No, I won't do that. Before I begin, I would love to teach you a greeting. It's a greeting in the local language of the Gadigal people. So when I greet you, please do greet me back using the same word. So in our language, we say warami. Can you all say warami?
Warami.
Beautiful. My name is Binawi. Binawi means richness of the land or Mother Earth in my father's language. My mother's people descend from here, the Eora, Wanneroo, and Bundjalung nations of New South Wales. My father's people descend from the Birigaba, Gungaloo, Waka Waka, and Woolly Woolly nations from southeast to north Queensland. What does that mean to you? It just means I have a really big family, and it goes from Redfern to North Queensland. Anyhow, I'm here today representing the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, and it's an absolute honour to be able to welcome you all to country today. We meet today on the lands of the Gadigal people. Gadigal people identify as saltwater and sandstone people. The totem is Gawara. The totem is the sand goanna, and the dreaming is Gawara. The Gawara means whale. Now, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the many sovereign First Nations from where people are joining online, and I pay my respects to the elders. Not only the elders of this land, I pay my respects to each and every one of your elders as well, because without our elders, we wouldn't be here today. This welcome to country, it's an invitation to walk with First Nations peoples, not only in the spirit of reconciliation, but in the spirit of keeping this ancient culture alive and this country strong so that we can thrive as one people walking the path of reconciliation together. I ask the ancestors whose spirits remain with this land, I ask them for safe passage to keep each and every one of you safe, but also to look after us and look after our children always. In closing, I'd love to leave you with some wisdom from my grandmother. My grandmother would often say, "Our actions today determine the kind of ancestor we will be to the children of the future." My grandmother constantly reminded us, she would say, "We need to ensure that the future generations have the inherent rights to fresh water to drink, clean air to breathe, and good food supplies to nourish and sustain all life for as many generations in front of us as we do behind us." So it is up to each and every one of us to be honourable in our actions and in our intentions. With that, I say thank you, Gidirigor. And before I run, I have one last ask of you. Can you say Yanu Yanu? That means you want to see me again, which I hope is true. Have a beautiful day and welcome to the lands of the Gadigal people.
Thank you, Binawi. This evening's event is a collaboration between four community organisations doing amazing work. We have Equality Australia, Interaction for Health and Human Rights. LGBTIQ Health Australia. And Health Equity Matters. All right, now we're going to get on to the panel this evening. I'm going to grab a seat and I'm going to introduce them all out on stage to come and sit down, and then I'll introduce them one by one. So come on out, guys. We've got Allegra, Stephen, Andrew, and Kate, just so you know where you're sitting. Give them a round of applause. On my far left, we have got the incumbent independent for Wentworth, Allegra Spender.
Hi, everyone.
Our only openly LGBTQIA plus panellist tonight, Greens member for Brisbane, Stephen Bates. He's also the party's LGBTQIA plus spokesperson. We have got Labor member... Oh, no, that's in the wrong order. We've got Liberal Senator for New South Wales, Shadow Assistant Minister for Home Ownership, and you may be thinking that Andrew should be down the road at the Housing Forum, but relevantly tonight, he ran the Lib Nats for Yes in the Marriage Equality Campaign and has advocated for our communities in Parliament. So please welcome Senator Andrew Bragg. And our Labor member for Jagga Jagga, Labor's Assistant Minister for Social Security, Ageing and Women, Kate Thwaites. Thank you all for being here. Now, our panellists have been nominated to represent the views of their party, so LGBTQI plus people. Wherever you are in the country, you can make informed decisions at the ballot box. Allegra is the exception, given she's an independent, but the independents may hold a very powerful position if we get a minority government, and we thought it was important to include the views of at least one independent here tonight, and she does represent one of the gayest electorates in the country, and has made advocating for LGBTQIA plus people equality one of her defining priorities, so she seems like the right teal for the job.
Thanks.
Now, thank you, all of you, for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being here. And tonight we come together to listen to your answers as a diverse community. We represent 1 million voting bloc, and our voices and values matter. We're a community that does know the sting of disappointment when it comes to broken promises, and sadly, we know some politicians do like to use our community to stoke a culture war. Hi, Pauline. Hi, Clive. So, across the country, LGBTQIA plus voters are looking closely at this election. So we're not just focused on promises, we are focused on action, and our community knows that elections aren't just about who speaks the loudest, they're about who listens the closest. And I think that that's why we're here, because when politicians listen to our stories, our hopes and our fears, they don't just earn our votes, but they also earn the chance to make Australia a better place for everyone. So tonight we will hear questions that go beyond politics. They'll be speaking to the heart of what it means to belong, to be seen, and to have your humanity respected. And with that, I would like to also say hello to the many people watching at home. I guess they're the cameras up the back. I'll wave hello. Hello. I know we've got some viewing parties at the Victorian Pride Centre and in South Australia, and about 1,000 other people joining us live. I wonder if this is like in like when you do an Instagram live and you sort of you sit there quietly waiting for everybody to join. And you just say, hello, hi, hi, Mary, hi, hi, Sally. Oh, I feel like Miss... Romper Room. I can't remember her
yes,
name.
Yes, yeah.
And through my magic mirror, I can see you, Courtney. She never said my name, but to be fair, that wasn't my name then. So it's not just these lovely smiling faces in the audience that you'll be speaking to tonight. It's all of those people at home. So as we move into tonight's discussion, I want to set a tone of respect and good faith. We ask our speakers to engage with integrity, to speak clearly to their party's values, and to debate with each other fairly. And remember that tonight is not a night for our community being used as a political football. Yep.
far be it from me to use a sports metaphor. I've heard it's lovely, though. But being here, each speaker shows a measure of respect for our community already, and we hope that respect shines through in your words tonight, but also if you are elected over the next 4 years. So let's get to the first question, shall we?
Great.
Where's Wayne?
Thanks, Courtney. Thanks, everyone. Hi, my name is Wayne Herbert. I live, work and play on the beautiful lands of the Ngunnawal people in the ACT. I've spent my career working extensively in the disability employment and LGBTIQA plus health space. And over many years, I've seen firsthand the health disparities that exist within our many communities, including in our intersectional communities. Last year, the Labor government launched a long-awaited 10-year national plan for the health and wellbeing of LGBTIQA plus people in Australia, together with $15.5 million of funding. While this is a welcome and historic and incredibly important step forward, the strategy is only partially funded and lacks an implementation plan. Will you and or your party commit to fully funding the implementation of this important plan in partnership with our community? Basically, how do we make sure this significant and integral national plan doesn't sit on a shelf and simply gather dust?
Thank you, Wayne, for your question. And I'm going to head to Kate first, given this is Labor's plan.
Thank
Let's
you.
Start with you.
Great. Look, I brought a copy along, actually.
Oh, that's cute.
So, Wayne, thank you for that question. And I brought a copy along because it's so important, and you are right to say it was long awaited. And I know there's many people in this room and many people probably watching online who have been working for decades for this type of plan to be in place. So I'm really proud that a Labor government has done this work. We did, when we announced it, provide $15 million funding to get started on the work that sits with this plan. And just yesterday, I was in Melbourne with my colleague, the Assistant Minister for Health, Jed Carney, announcing a further $10 million, which will be directed towards primary healthcare, making sure that primary healthcare is inclusive for LGBTIQA plus communities. And I think that is so important. That is, as you all know, very often the place where people first turn up to get their health needs seen. So that is a sign of our commitment. That is a sign of how passionate we are about this, how grateful we are to everyone who's done the work with us. And our commitment is to also continue to doing the work with community. So this has been informed by experts. It's been informed by community. We will continue to work in that way because we know that health is much stronger when it's not just us doing the work, but it is us doing the work with all of you. So again, thank you for the question and thank you to everyone who's really helped us shape this. We will continue to make it a reality.
Thank you for your answer, Kate.
Welcome back to SatMag. I'm John Wintle, joined by Kenny. And today we're bringing you audio from the Equality Australia Rainbow Votes Election Forum, recorded on Tuesday, April the 15th. You'll hear what our political representatives had to say about the issues that matter most to the LGBTIQA plus communities. Let's play more of that audio after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.